Hello.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. You are listening to the Bible Study Girl podcast. My name is Sarita. You probably know me as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. The first hello you heard was the voice of the executive producer of this podcast, Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Icarus Gray, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray.
Over anime.
And this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We are brother and sister in real life. Have lived under the same roof and at times gone through the same strife.
Rhyming today?
I do that. Majority of the time I be trying to keep a rhyme going, you know. That's how my mind's flowing.
It hasn't been working the last couple, but you...
No, because okay. I end up like stopping because I know I'm going to end up making one of our jokes. And I'm like, y'all ain't ready for our joke shit.
Right. It's not. I know how to act in public.
Yeah, but I know y'all heard all of my little soundboard miscues, like starting the podcast. And y'all like, where's the sound? Wait, the music... There's the sound, so... Yeah, I'm stumbling.
But it's still the most wonderful podcast of their day, brother. How's your week been?
It has been excelente. God is good.
Glad to hear. That was a very short synopsis. I'm going to say my week has been great. I'm feeling good, feeling better. I had to chase my cat today. Mama did some cat sitting for me while I was recovering, and he did not want to come home. He did not want to come home. I walked in her house. She was at work. I walked in her house, and he was like, "What's up, Mom? Good to see you." And I reached to, like, grab him because my immediate, but I'm like, he knows my mood, and, like, I should have came in soft, but I came in aggressive, trying to grab him. He was like, "Oh, you think you're touching me today? Wrong." So he ran under mama's bed. You know, I'm not supposed to. Like, I was down on the floor. I had to go get a broom to get him out from under her bed because her bed is massive. And I finally coaxed him out from under the bed, and he runs into the living room. So I was able to close her bedroom door so he couldn't go back in there and hide, because he likes to hide under her bed or in her closet. And, like, those are too hard to get him out areas. But then he's in the open living room and kitchen. Like, he's running. We're running in circles, okay? Of course, he's definitely quicker than me. And finally, I just caught him on the surprise sneak attack. But my day is good. I'm just exhausted and my body is hurting because I had to try to trick this cat. Normally, if I open up his wet food, which he loves, he'll come running. I opened up his wet food. He was like, "Girl, I'm not dumb. I am not dumb. I'm not coming." So I opened up the wet food before I went and got the broom to get him out from under the bed. Anyway, so long story less long, it's been an adventurous day for me, to say the least, to cap off this week. But he is here. You might hear him complaining every now and then in the background with a little meow. It's not a baby. It's my cat. He's home and he wishes he could be at his granny's house, but you know what, his granny is glad he's not there, because mama's not a cat person. Like, she tolerates him, but she's not gonna touch him, because if she was gonna touch him, he would have been home before now. But she was like, "I'm not touching that kid." She's kept him fed and watered and his litter box clean over there. He has a whole situation set up over there. His granny takes care of him. But yeah, so that's my week.
scripture for today actually comes from the blog post, which we're doing a blog recap today, and my sister will give you a breakdown on that shortly. But the scripture we're going to read, Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. Wait. Yeah, had to double check myself. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his vessel, or at his wheel. And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done? Declares the Lord, or wait, 6 into 7, my bad. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done? Declares the Lord, behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. And yeah, that's the scripture for today. And I'm going to let you do the blog recap because I feel like I don't want to like get ahead of our conversation.
Okay. So if you are new around these parts, welcome, welcome, welcome. Howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm so glad you guys decided to listen. So today we're doing what we like to call a blog recap. Head over to BibleStudyGirl.com. Today's blog is entitled Work On Me. If you haven't had the opportunity to read it previously, don't worry. You have time now. There's a magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner. You click on that, type in the words Work On Me in the search engine, and the blog will pop up for you to read for your own enjoyment. So when we do blog recaps, Bible Study Brother typically gives us a brief synopsis of what the blog is about. Then he lets us know the important tidbits that he pulled from the blog. The reason we direct you to the BibleStudyGirl.com website is because you might get something different out of it. We are all walking and journeying and living lives at our own rate and pace. So different things will pop out to you. That's why we always encourage you to go over there, read it for yourself. Let us know what you come back with, the hot points or whatever is sticking out to you. So after he gives the synopsis, he lets you know the things that are important. Then I hop in and I give you a little bit more information about the blog, how I felt at the time that the blog was published, and then the relevancy of the blog in my life current day, whatever that is, if it's relevant or not. Spoiler alert, if you listen to these blog recaps at any point in time, you know they're typically currently still relevant to my life, okay? I'm just spoiling the spoiler alerts. But I'm excited about today's blog. It's entitled Work On Me. I'm gonna let you take it away, brother. I'm not gonna spoil it by giving my disclaimers and all that, but I'm excited to hear what you have to say about this blog.
Make a cathedral out of me.
Oh, little Johnny Mac.
Yeah, little Johnny Mac. Take this 5'10" lump of clay. and make me into what
he's only 5'10".
Me.
Oh, you. I changed it. I thought Jonathan McReynolds was taller than that.
He said take this 6-foot lump of clay, but I remixed it to be accurate to my height because I can't.
Okay.
Because I can't be like take this 6-foot lump of clay. I ain't 6 foot. I'm 2 inches shy. Okay. I think about accepting Jesus into my life and becoming a new creature, right? For years, I have wondered why blue and why water is my favorite thing in the world. It's one of the things I love. Even though I'm like pretty terrified of like the deep ocean, I really do love water. Like rain, looking at the ocean, like being out on the boat when there's not a storm coming in.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. I know you're getting to a point, but I had no clue you were terrified of the deep ocean. It is scary if you like think about it.
Yes.
Like, we cruise.
Well, no. Like deep under, like, you know, so when we did the Snooba. some snookling, whatever it was, which is snorkeling, scuba together, which should not be a thing. Like, I was having an existential crisis because you have to remind yourself to breathe a certain way.
Through your mouth. Through your mouth. Which is not, it's not.
Like, I just immediately felt like I was drowning, and I thought I was going to have my sister with me. She abandoned me, people. Abandoned.
I couldn't breathe. And you know why I couldn't breathe?
Yeah.
Me and mama were just talking about this the other day. We do get off on tangents, but I promise I'm going to let you get back on track with your thoughts about the water.
Y'all was talking about the Jade Ebola.
JD Ebola, we were just talking about that. Because we were in a different part of the hospital, and she was like, "We've been here before." And I was like, I don't remember ever coming. She's like, "We came here with Jade." I'm like, "No, we were at Children's with Jade." Mama was like, "Well, I didn't go over there that day, and you went over there to see about her. She had that JD Ebola, and you brought it back."
Mm-hmm.
The entire family.
Like,
I did.
Yours ended like the day in New Orleans that we were eating. It was at the end of it, because I remember, because we got on and you were like, "I'm a little this and third." Me and mama both like, "I mean, that's why we stayed away from you, and we feel all right." And then by like we had like 3 days left. Both me and mama was like, "Ooh,
in a little." Mm-mm. Well, I had been feeling it the whole cruise. Passed it all. And back to the deep water. Man. But yeah. It's so crazy because me and mama literally just talked.
So, but what I realized of in terms of why I like water, right? And it just dropped down like a rock on Resurrection Sunday or whatever, which is, I think, a baptism. I think of how water washes things clean, washes us new, that, you know, like even dirty water that can renewal. Be made, clean. And I'm like, that's why I like water. That's why I like blue, because I think I'm always thinking about that. You know, there's something freeing about being in water and all that. I bring all that up to say, when he says he's going to make us a new creature, and I think, and I read, you know, Jeremiah 18, and I just think about being in his hands and how he created me and how he molds, you know, my life, how he molds simultaneously the lives of everybody on this planet to be where they are, to do the things that they do, while giving us free will and a choice to make, while his will is still being done, even when we make opposite choices. You know, outside of that, he is shaping us and molding us to be to gain more glory for the kingdom. And I'm appreciative of that. I'm appreciative of this blog post. And I was just like, it was one of those I read and I'm just like, keep working on me, Lord. Please continue to work on me. Make these broken pieces of me whole, you know, reshape my vessel. Allow me to be able to receive more of your spirit, to be able to receive more of your guidance, to be able to receive your wisdom and your word strengthened through the truth that is you. And I'm just very blessed to be in a place where I know that he's working on me.
Amen. You finished with your synopsis?
Mm-hmm.
You've been very cut and dry lately. I don't know if I like it or not. I like it. I think when you make a long story real long, because I don't have to talk as much, but we just talked about fear. This is the Lord pushing me out, forcing me.
Well, and
like,
you've had the most, like, these are like, yeah, you just say yes and amen. And the yes and amen of this is like, continue molding me. Like, there's no revelation that I can, like, you made the revelation so clear that it's not like, ooh, I'm learning, like, some. It's more like, no, yes, Jesus, give me that. Come on.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. I know we typically, so this blog was published November 19th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Over 4 years ago, probably about almost 4.5 years ago.
Mm.
At the time that I wrote it, I really don't know how I felt at the time that I wrote it. Typically, I can go back to that moment in time and let you know, kind of. But this one, I don't really know. I can tell you what it means to me. Present day, I see so many different things in it. Present day. But before I get into what I think present day, when's the last time you had a massage? Like by a professional, not by your wife. Not saying that she's not a professional. Is she? Okay.
20. So it would have been, we've been gone 3 years. We're married, so go back 3, 2021, 2019, 2020, maybe.
Are you a person that enjoys, do you like hard massage? Like, what's your.
Oh no, it was a very just strange experience. It was very relaxing, but I was not prepared because it was male masseuse, and which I know is preferred, and said like you need like the strength, so you know knots and stuff
Is
kind of worked out. Yeah, from what I've heard, and so I was very taken aback at the time, but I was like, oh yeah, this is great. I mean, I don't, so I've not had like two to know the difference. So it just depends on the area. Like if it's my lower back, get in that thing. Get
okay.
deep in there. If it's like my calf muscles or something like that, get in there. This is from my
Okay.
shoulder and my neck, very light. I don't need too much. Just like need the dough here.
Okay, so what I was gonna say, the reason I asked you about the massage is because in the story of Jeremiah watching the potter work on this vessel that's on the wheel, the potter is molding and shaping this clay. He took this clay, this dirt out of the ground, added water. He's molding it into what it needs to be. So I've had a lot of different massages in my life. Me and my bestie, when we were in grad school, I feel like when we graduated, we were like, you know what? There was actually a massage school close to where we went to college. And so you can get a massage for their training, right? So you can get a massage for cheaper. So we booked massages for ourselves. I think it's like a graduation present to ourselves because we've graduated, but we still don't have like real jobs. You know what I'm saying? So we booked a massage. That massage was okay, right? Because they were learning how to be masseuses. It was okay, you know, and it did the trick for the time in our lives that we were in, right? But since then, I've had several massages. I actually, clearly, it's something I do with my bestie a lot. I'm gonna tell you, the last massage that we had together was top tier, top notch. But I've also had like the most awkward massage in life. Like we do get massaged together a lot, like not in the same room,
Oh, I
but
think I know this story.
so I had a female masseuse. When I tell you, because I'm like, okay, we comparing notes after massages. I'm like, did your masseuse do this? Because like it was just weird to me. Like,
Yes, I have heard the story. Continue.
it's just like, no, that definitely did not happen to me. Okay, that is weird. Okay, one of the most unexpected massages. You talk about a male masseuse. So your wife for her birthday one year. I feel like it was on
No,
Super
it
Bowl
was
Sunday.
it might have been, but I also it was also like a no, it was the year after we got married, I think.
Yeah, y'all were married. So for her birthday one year, she wanted us to go to Hot Springs and do like a spa massage experience. And then we went out to eat. Like,
This is the old guy, yeah.
yes.
Okay, I wanted to be sure.
It's like a great time, right? We have all, there's a group of us. It's a group of ladies. You didn't go. It must have been just the girls. It was like, leave the men behind. We're going out, ladies. So it's like a girl.
Just remember this story. 'Cause you were so like, listen, y'all. My sister is not surprised by a lot 'cause she is a surprising person and she's normally doing the surprising to people, even
Right.
though we've gotten used to like, well, we as her close the people closest to her are not used to her saying crazy stuff. But
no, y'all are used to me saying crazy stuff.
Oh yeah, we are. My bad. Remember?
Yeah, you are 100% used to me saying crazy stuff.
But this was one.
The general public would not be ready for the unleashed me. But you are used
not
to
at all. Do not unleash her anywhere. Please don't do that to yourself. But so this one was funny because you were just so surprised. Because I feel like you said like. Like, because like everybody else, like, had so I'm like, gonna tell you,
let me tell you. So, we're all getting massages, right? The masseuses are coming out from the back, like, you know, Amy, you go with Erica, okay, Jane, here's your masseuse, she's here for you. Everybody's like, oh, yeah. It's my turn, right? They call me and they're like, this is your partner. Well, it's an elderly gentleman. And when I say elderly, like, he is elderly, like 70s, probably pushing close to 80, right? And I'm like, oh man, I told you I get massages a lot. I like massages. And I'm, you know, to your point, Bible study brother, you said get a man because they're strong and they can give you the great massage. I'm thinking he probably doesn't have a lot of grip left in his hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're shuffling over to me. Like, this is not looking great, right? But I'm a team player. Let me go get this massage. When I say, with age comes wisdom and experience, this man gave me one of the best massages I've ever had in my life. The massage was so good that I literally fell asleep. Like, it was everything I needed and didn't know I needed, right? I judged him based on his appearance. But I'm talking to you about massages because a lot of times, you know, we say we want God to work on us. But just like me with that example of the masseuse, when he presents an opportunity where I'm going to be worked on, I'm like, oh, well, it doesn't look how I thought it was going to look. I don't want this. Like, this ain't what I asked you for.
Y'all, listen.
I don't think you know what you're doing.
No. When she got back, bro, she was just like, nah, I got to drive back up there. Because that was life. Like, I only know this to be life changing. Because she's, as far as I know, has only fallen asleep during massages, like, twice.
I have not ever. Nope. That was the first time ever.
You and mama fell asleep in Cozumel when y'all went and got them massages and they didn't do nothing but y'all feet. Like, see, that's why I'm like, I was like, no, I remember y'all like, no, fam, I know, I got you. I was like, cause you was like,
oh girl. Yeah, we did.
And he was like, cause Tamika was just like, girl, I done took a good nap. Like, or that might've been, I can't remember if it was the first time or it was just Cozumel, the three of us. I know it was in Cozumel, but I can't remember if it was the first time with Tamika or without Tamika.
I can't remember if she was there or not.
But y'all was like out.
It was the best.
Bro. It was like, and it was only, that was only 10, 20 minutes. Like, I can only imagine this lady.
You've got magic hands.
But that's what it feels like when we finally just relax in the Lord and are like, all right, God, you got it. Show me what you want to do. And then out of nowhere, we wake up and he's like, all right, you see where we are? Mm-hmm. Change.
But a lot of times, I know for me specifically, I'm resistant to that process. Because like I said, like, I have experience in this area. I've been down this road before. What can you show me? What can you tell me? What can you do that I don't already know? And I think that comes from me wanting to feel like I'm in control, even though we both know I'm not, right? That comes from me wanting to have it all in my hands, and it takes trusting really to be in God's hands and allowing him to work on you and mold you into whatever he needs you to be. Sometimes it feels great and other times it doesn't. It feels weird because he's got to knock some things out of us that shouldn't be there in the first place, things that we allowed in, and he's like, girl, I don't want that in you. Let me get that out. And yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable and you're not going to like it, but I have a plan and I have a vision for you. One thing I love about this blog is this particular blog that we're discussing is God takes dirt. And when he picks that dirt up, that's us. He already sees the finished work before he gets to molding. And that's amazing. That's awesome that he could take unworthy people, unworthy vessels, and I already see promise, and not just promise, but see a finish, I see a masterpiece. But it's all about our willingness to be molded and shaped the way he needs to shape us to get us to where we need to be. So yeah, I think it's a beautiful reminder for me. We talked about in last week's episode the fact that I like therapy is very introspective.
Yeah.
And like I discussed with my therapist, like, okay, yes, now that I am aware of it, in a lot of ways, that's the easiest part, because the hard part is me working on it and me being diligent about working on it. And I remember in the, like, literally in the session, we had just talked about whatever. And so I go to say what I would normally say, right? And I caught myself, and he was like, see, I mean, at least you are, he was like, you're aware. You caught yourself in that moment, and you're changing the way that you talk about this situation. It's just going to take time. It's just going to take practice.
Y'all, listen. Again, we will repeat. When the Cold War of 20...
Boy, I thought you was talking about a real Cold War.
2017.
I don't know anything about history. No, the Cold War was probably 2017.
The Cold War of 2017.
Yeah, it was the Cold War of 2017.
We were in a therapy session because it had gotten to that point to where there needed to be something. And
if you've never listened to this podcast before, my brother's referencing the eternal, well, not eternal struggle, but like the epic battle that he and I experienced. It was bad.
It was
2017.
Bad. Where God was like, hey, I'm going to shift some things up for you guys in ways that you never thought would ever happen. And anyway, so we're in the session, and the question,
mind was, you, we, I'm gonna let you tell your story, brother, but we did have a family member that was like, y'all don't need to go to therapy, blah, blah, blah. Therapy is,
oh yeah, I remember it. Like,
man, and I'm like,
and we had already, oh, man,
you
my,
almost said it. I wanted to be like, you probably are one of the main people that need to be in therapy, like right now, currently, like just period, hands down. Like, no, we definitely need therapy. We need a mediator. We need somebody that's going to step into the gap and like, help us come to a happy medium. Go ahead. Cold War 2017.
And the question was like, what do you want from this session? So you started by asking us what he want. And I was like, I don't even remember what I said. The only thing I remember I remember the intention of what I said. And what I said was like, you know, I want to be able to play games and just be together. And the person was like, I want to, or you, the person, you were just like,
yeah, I'm like, who's the person?
My bad. I was like, was like,
and
you
I'm
know,
like, why therapist? Well, who is this? The different, who is the different part? Oh, you talking about me? But yeah. See, that's, I thank you for protecting my privacy. It was me.
Was like, you know, I just want to be able to, like be in the same room without being like, if we can just be in the same room,
right?
Was essentially the goal.
That was my goal, just be in the same room and not be hateful.
Like, and God, not only was he like, oh, I got something better than in the room for you, child, and I'm gonna mold you in a way, and I'm gonna mold you both in a way that, like, shows you where you were doing your relationship wrong. And not only am I going to do that, I'm going to put something on your life in the middle of something else I've put on you that you never expected or ever thought of. And if you listen to the last episode, it was apparently almost over. you know, puts you in a position, and at that time of like seeing each other every week, you know, even more than like you've ever seen each other, even more than you've talked to each other, it's going to give you like depth and things that you're going to need. Like, I'm going to also put in tools that are going to get you through some of the toughest times of your life, but allows you to see that I got this.
But we don't get here if we don't let him work on us,
man,
individually, hands down. And I think I can speak for both of us. It was not an easy work on me process. Mm-mm. It was not. It took Jesus and therapy. You know, mm-hmm. It took people holding us accountable for our own actions outside of therapy. Like, it was not just an instant fix. It took work. And I think a lot of times we can.
Man, it took work. And then it took life. Because, like, it also took you going through the things you went through outside of the things that I went through, and then how we responded, and like how we had to relearn how to console and be empathetic. Like,
right.
So new things that we didn't do in that way. Things that, like, we would always just kind of, like, I didn't even realize this until, like, right now. Like, you know, our the thing we would do most of the time is, like, just sweep things under the rug.
100%. That is the pattern of our family as a whole. Big family, not just our immediate family, but, like, that is one of our family. I want to say that's, like, one of our family curses. Like, we're going to sweep it under the rug and keep going.
Like, and it's
we don't need to address it.
We ain't got to talk about it. It didn't really happen. And then you intrinsically feel that way. So then you sweep it under the rug and you're not even aware of like how broken your vessel is.
Ooh, you preaching.
You know, you're not aware of like where your cracks are showing. Mm. And so when we had this moment where it's like, bro, I've never even addressed this crack here. Like, I didn't even know I never addressed this crack, and that this crack is the pivotal, like, the root of why, like, I don't have any sustainability. I have to be remade.
All the time.
You know, even still, like, we had a episode where we talked about how, like, as we grow and learn more things, and I was like, you know, we finished the episode, and we're talking off air. I was like, this is what I was feeling, because it's like there's so many things. Much like how they keep doing all these World War II things that are like, and this happened, and this happened. Same thing of like us just kind of realizing like, hey, we were sweeping some things under the rug.
Oh, like, we still, that's our natural tendency. I think even, God has worked on us and worked a lot of things out of us, but mm-hmm. we have to continually mm-hmm. look under our rug in our relationship mm-hmm. always. Because the natural tendency is to stuff a little bit under there before, and then you don't want to get to a point where it's like, you know.
Even further still, I'm pretty sure it was doing boundaries together that opened that next level of, ooh, I didn't know there was a crack still here. Correct. I didn't know that this was something I needed chiseled off. I didn't know that this was something I needed to be reshaped or understood, because communication spiritually, to communicate to the spirit, is something that without God molding you, you will do terribly.
We will do every time. And I think one thing that is difficult is, you know, we are living life mm-hmm. and life is life. And to continually have to look at yourself mm-hmm. and to continually have to, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And it can be a lot at times. And I think it can be overwhelming for people, but by the same token, as painful as it can be, it's definitely freeing.
Yeah, and it's worth it.
Surrender.
It's worth it. Because I continuously think about, for me personally, my biggest moment was during some of your toughest times and realizing that I didn't want to respond how I had been responded to. I did not want to be like, hey, you, this is my crack. You remember how you put this crack here? And it was like, no, I really want to respond in a way that shows what God would do. That shows like, hey, let's change this. We don't have to do that. We don't have to like make each other like aware of a crack that we already know is there. Like, let's like work together and help each other feel it. Let's work together and help each other build and allow ourselves to change. Because at the end of the day, we both know, and this goes for like just interactions with anybody. We know that we want to be better people, and we know that we want the people around us to also be better, because right. 100%. It services everything. And that was like the biggest thing about when we started changing. And it was like a snowball effect, because I can only imagine if we had not been, had not allowed God to change us. Like, 2021 would have been like, it would have been 6, because we would have found a way to take each other out, because our brains just would have been broken. Like, there's nothing else that we could do. Like, you know, like if we were those people.
I think the good news from this podcast today and the blog today is that you can surrender to God right now. Like, it's not too late
right now
to listen to him and to make the changes that he's pushing you to make, even if it's uncomfortable, because he sees the beautiful masterpiece at the end. He has a beautiful plan for you. He has a beautiful plan for you. And that's a reminder for me as well, because I can get sidetracked, my friend, sidetracked. And I can be resistant to the process because it doesn't look like I think it should look, or it's not coming in a way that I'm expecting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we appreciate y'all. This is one of the ones where it's like we could literally go on forever about how God has like shaped us, but like, I don't know. It just makes me, it brings more peace thinking about like, I am so glad that I let him shape me, because Jesus, you know,
27. Like I said, the work is not done. It's a continual process.
Not at all.
He's going to keep pushing and molding and bending and starting it over again.
Yeah.
Because he sees, he has a vision. He has a plan for us.
2020 was like, so from 2017 to 2020, that was like one of those where I'm appreciating, like, I don't come into his grace or come into his pulpit without us, you know, allowing ourselves to be changed. I don't come into like stepping out and allowing my gifts and things to be used that next year in the midst of the hardest times of my life if I don't allow myself to be molded and crafted. And you don't, you know, have these loving messages from his spirit within you without allowing yourself to be molded and crafted. So I encourage each and every one of you to allow yourself to be the best version of yourself. It's not going to be easy. But I'll trust him enough to change you to where you need to be. And I promise it'll be the best decision that you've made ever in life. And remember, it is not just you or I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yes.